5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir. Every day's a new day, and today, Little Friday, episode 23 of season 2. You got it locked in to your boy Roy SRQ Talk, November 12th, 2020. We call it Little Friday. You know it on your calendar as Thursday. Lock it up. Post Tropical Storm Eta. Obviously, your boy here hunkered down yesterday, brought in all the possible flying debris from my house, in the surrounding areas of my house, which you got to bring those things in on 60 plus miles per hour winds. Those potted plants and all that, the damn torpedoes in a hurricane or a tropical storm like that. Yeah, so it was definitely a wet one yesterday, man. A lot of wind. A lot of buckets and buckets and buckets of rain. It just didn't stop, man. But you know, we're used to this. We don't want to be cocky or anything, but we are survivors of a damn Category 5 back in 1992, Hurricane Andrew. So we kind of got the blueprint, the plan per se, for these hurricanes, and a tropical storm slash hurricane category one is just, you know, in November we're not used to that, and that was a little weird in November to have a hurricane, but it is from June 1st until November 30th. We're keeping you in the know. Thank you for hitting and smashing the play button and downloading new, fresh, local, and damn worldwide. Did you hear? We got 11 countries, 12 including the United States. I like to welcome them, because if people give up 1 hour of the 24 that they're dealt in a day, and they're going to share that 24 hours, 1 hour listening to the show, we're going to go ahead and give them a couple of minutes and give them a shout out. And especially internationally, those damn Roy's Rowdy's Rebels out there in the UK, baby, they're locking it up. Out of England and Wales, they lead the pack there, in our recently added country of Qatar. Yeah, and if you haven't heard about the Qatar, when it came on board 2 days ago, we avatared it and Googled it and Wikipedia'd it. 2.6 million people, and they're macking with a bunch of oil. High on human development there, and they are definitely respected worldwide. The Arabian community of Qatar locking it up, and then of course followed that, the third place international city. They're always late to the party, but they know there's no wall here and there's no border control. They always come with a Corona to the party. Mexico, when I thought they still hung over from the celebration of Joe Biden winning the United States. He's not going to build a wall. He's going to knock it down for you. And then follow Mexico is Germany in the ratings. And then the Middle Eastern community represents with Turkey, the country of Turkey, locking it up. And Ireland, even though Ireland dropped in the ratings here, they are our first country ever that has opted in to the SRQ Talk Show. So we hold a dear space in our heart for the Irish community of Ireland. The Asian community didn't want to be left out, and they're representing with Singapore. I told you this ain't a beauty contest, but Colombia, buena tarde. In the motherland of all motherlands, one of the largest countries on planet Earth, the motherland of Spain, opting in, when I thought they... Vicatore Pomponello, our newest country, Italia, they're Europeans amping it up. And our last one there with a 3%, but that's nothing to blink at. The beautiful people of the Netherlands wraps up the 11 countries, 12 including the United States. And about the United States, I'd like to welcome the King of the Mountain, which is the largest audience that the SRQ talk show has on planet Earth. It comes from Florida, where I broadcast live from, and why wouldn't it? Followed by Ohio, Washington. I told you everything's big in Texas, and my numbers are also. Top five is wrapping up there. Fifth place is Virginia. I do appreciate Virginia tuning in. And then from there, Georgia used to be Mac Daddy back in season one. Georgia was amping it up in Atlanta. They're still there, but they are our latter. What do we have? 13 states now. We have damn 13 colonies. Lock it up. Georgia, New Jersey, even though we went, New Jersey, you're really disappointing. You were so high in the ratings when I was giving you the locks of the day, because there are a bunch of degenerate gamblers out there in Jersey like I am. So when we were at 82%, unprecedented, remember those days where they were building the carving out on Mount Rushmore of handicappers, your boy's face there. And then we went down to a little bit down to reality to 67%, where they definitely wanted to give us the option of a statue outside the damn Bellagio in Vegas. Okay, but now we're a measly 52%. So Jersey is, we don't blame them. Jersey is like, I don't have to listen to this loudmouth in Florida on the podcast. Anybody can give me 52%. What I got to say to the Jersey boys, go ahead and bet against me. Listen to the show and bet against me. There you go. New York, where I was born, garbage numbers. Like, I think the country of Qatar has more listeners than the damn state of New York, which is an embarrassment. That's why I'm moving on. And they're just laid back, rolling up their bones out there in California, logging out Mountain View and Delano. Nebraska, of all people, out of Lincoln. We got Oregon and Michigan, and that's right. I got Michigan, and guess what? We should have went all Michigan yesterday on the college football games. Michigan amping it up. All three of their teams won, covered everything. We went 2-1, and we'll take it. We'll take it 2-1. We're going to have definitely plenty of time to talk sports. We're going an hour today. Like normal, we broadcast live for 1 hour a day, Monday through Friday, from the Paradise City of Sarasota, Florida. Log it up. Let me see. Within Florida, there is some movement here. We know the king of the mountain is damn Fort Myers, for the love of Lehigh Acres and Cape Coral. No one's taking Fort Myers out. The only one that's threatening it is that damn Skyway Bridge at Pinellas County, St. Petersburg, that has amped up in astronomical ways. Listening to your boy here, third place, the aforementioned Sarasota, Northport, fourth in the top five. Those damn Sucios in the 305 and the dirty, dirty south. That's all the way down south, man, in Florida. What's the 305? It's damn Miami. I told you, it's the MIA where they take it to the house. But guess what, Miami? Guess who's right nipping at your toes trying to get in the top five? We must have touched the nerve in Mickey Mouse land, because Orlando is skyrocketing in audience, man. I don't know where I'm getting these people and how they're finding the show. Oh, how are they finding it? Oh, they're finding it on, of course, where we broadcast live every day from the Anchor Dashboard, Anchor Podcast. We're on Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, Cloud Sound, CastBox, Listen Notes, MLA, everywhere. Orlando can even go ahead and use any search engine, Google, Yahoo, Bing. If you're an old fart like me, you go to AOL, you put in SRQ Talk Show, and your boy's going to dominate the area there. We'd like for you to participate in the show by dropping us an email at srqtalk@gmail.com, or better yet, let your voice be heard. And let me make you SRQ Talk famous. If it's any good, you go to srqtalk.com, which is our website. Hit the message button, and Anchor will give you 60 seconds to let your voice be heard. Mac it out. New, fresh, local, and damn worldwide, man. He says the damn button so much. He hits the way. Yeah, that's right. But, hey, you can't. The numbers justify the bugle button, justifies the damn throw up button that you make me throw up. And listen, the show today sponsored by the Siesta Key Frog Hop. You heard it, 844 Frog Hop. Now, yesterday we survived a hurricane or tropical storm Eta, okay, and Siesta Key took a damn beating, man. It's basically the Gulf of Mexico is on Beach Drive there. There was cars being stalled out all day. And why are we talking about Siesta Key? Because if you are on America's voted number one beach by travel by travelers here in the tourist community, you jump on the damn Frog Hop, man. It's a 15-passenger open trolley door-to-door service. It's a free service, but they want you to tip the driver handsomely there so you don't rent the car. You don't act a fool and damn drink and drive down here, okay? Because they'll be all over your ass out here in the village, okay? So you just call 844-FROG-HOP. They'll pick you up at your door, take you to your destination free of charge, and you just throw the driver a handsome tip there. Do yourself a favor. If you're on the number one beach in America, Siesta Key Island, you call 1-844-FROG-HOP. Lock it up. They sponsor the show. And if you mention the SRQ Talk Show, they'll give you a free souvenir. You heard it here. There you go. He hits the damn bugle button too much. And so we move on. Now that we have the logistics out of the way, we do have a great deal of news here on the docket today. And we always bring Florida, Sarasota, Manatee County to the front of the line, man. And Eta continues to move away from the sunshine. Nearing the northeast coast of Florida now, over by Jacksonville, that doesn't want to participate in the show. Eta continues to pull away from the sunk coast, and it's in its wake, a 100-year-old record was shattered with 6.41 inches of rain, official totals. Some areas got more. There you go. I told you Florida loves to break records. They broke one yesterday with the amount of rain. It was a record that was held for over 100 years. Wow. This breaks the 1920 record of 4.7 inches and is more than 230% by at least our calculations, greater than the total normal monthly rainfall in November. Lock it up. Which is 1.93 inches. The highest wind speeds in the area were clocked at 52 miles per hour at Sarasota Bradenton International Airport, with a close second of 50 mile per hour in Lakewood Ranch. Lock it up. We broke records, baby. We got the highest winds there out of all the state with this tropical storm Eta. We broke records at Sarasota International Airport, where my podcast is named after, SRQ, 52 miles per hour. And a close second was the suburb city of Lakewood Ranch and many other area reports in the mild 40 mile per hour range. Surge heights were recorded to be 2 to 3 feet of water. The 10 a.m. track keeps the storm moving away from the sunk coast. Lock it up. It's behind us. Now Jacksonville and the rest of the eastern part of the United States will have to deal with this until it just disperses out there in the Atlantic. The area saw many locations with roads still covered with water despite a low tide as surge fought against the draining storm water. As surge abates with slackening winds, we will see the water recede most everywhere by afternoon. Seems like the one in Siesta Key are common along coastal areas and poor drainage areas in the last 24 hours. The forecast is now for more sunshine and dry weather, and we get close to close the chapter on Eta. See you later, Eta. It's good to remember Eta should be ever be tempted to become complacent regarding tropical weather. Eta was the only tropical storm in its closest pass by us. It is also a good idea to empty all standing water from vessels that may have collected rainfall before the mosquitoes find it. Man, those damn mosquitoes, man. Yeah, and I got a story on the mosquitoes. That is a problem. After all this rain, you know, water brings mosquitoes, man. And the Florida Department of Health is reminding residents to take precautions against these damn mosquitoes and the disease that they can carry in the aftermath of a tropical storm. Mosquitoes that can carry disease such as the West Nile River virus or whatever, West Nile virus, Eastern equine encephalitis. They typically thrive in the fresh water that ETA has caused with flooding. Health departments remind you to drain and to cover, man. That is gross, man. All those diseases and everything. Jesus. Oh, my God. I mean, that's not something you don't think about, you know? But damn, these mosquitoes, well, they're annoying too, man. They do bring disease here. Here are the suggestions. Drain standing water to stop mosquitoes from multiplying. Drain water from garbage cans, house gutters, buckets, pool covers, coolers, toys, flower pots, or any other containers where sprinkler or rainwater has collected. There you go, your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, keeping you in the know. And please, by all means, disregard all like old tires, drones, bottles, cans, pots, pans, broken appliances, and other items that aren't being used. Empty and clean birth baths and pets' water bowls at least once or twice a week. Lock it up, man. You get the point, man. These damn mosquitoes are a pain in the ass, and this is what you're going to get. And they do carry disease and all that, so take precautions there and do what you want, man. Here, it's live, man. SRQ Talk, man. We're loving it, and would be remiss not to welcome my ladies at 62%. You ladies are so nice. 62%. I know you think I hit the bugle button too much, but what can I tell you?
Whatever.
The Skyway Bridge, I kind of briefly mentioned it there. Skyway Bridge has reopened to traffic. The Sky Bridge has reopened to traffic following the closure due to high winds caused by Tropical Storm Eta. There you go, guys. Keeping you in the know, and especially Skyway Bridge. Where is it? The number two city that listens emphatically to your boy Roy here, which is the great city of St. Petersburg. Let's see what else we got for you. We do got a double homicide in Englewood, believed to be in a home invasion. This is going to be our third time. Let's see if we're going to get an update here. We were one of the ones that broke it. Well, we didn't break it. We kind of stole it from someone. However, we did report it, I should say. On November 9th, the day after it came out, and then we kind of followed up a little bit, found out it was actually a home invasion. Nobody else was in trouble, inside job. Now, in Englewood, the Charlotte County Sheriff's Department office says that the two individuals were found deceased earlier this week on a home in Turner Street. You see, our later reports said one. Now they're saying two. Investigators believe that the deaths happened early morning hours of November 9, 2020, and began as a possible home invasion burglary, leaving two people biting the dust. Major crimes detectives continue to work diligently, and we appreciate the public's patience with the release of the information. There's no additional information, man. For the third day in a row, man, they're slow pacing this, thanking us for our patience. The SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy here is all over this story, okay? Why Charlotte County is blowing up over there? Punta Gorda, Northport, as I reported there, is like the number four city that listens to your boy Roy there. So there you go. Let's keep our eye on the time, man, because you know your time flies here with your boy Roy here, man. Absolutely. 20 minutes in, we do 1 hour, 30 minutes in the front, and then we are going to go a whole hour today, and we're going to have all sports. We got two games today. We'll talk about that. We'll brag a little bit more about our 2-1 record yesterday. We should have gone all Michigan yesterday. We would have went 3-0. There is some news here, and like I said, I do pull everything up to the front of the line here that's local, and we got a lot on the docket today. We have a new airlines coming to Sarasota, and it's Southwest Airlines. There you go. Coming to Sarasota, Bradenton Airport, the Dallas-based airline will add flights to Sarasota, Bradenton in the first quarter of 2021. The information was released in an investor update found on the Securities and Exchange Commission website. The company is pursuing additional revenue opportunities that utilize idle aircraft and employees to provide Southwest legendary customer service to a new popular destination. As previously announced, the company expects to commence new service to Miami International Airport and Palm Springs International Airport on November 15, 2020, Montrose Regional Airport, Telluride, and Crested Butte in Tampa, Yampa Valley Regional Airport, and that's in Steamboat Springs out there in Dam, Colorado, on December 19, 2020, Chicago O'Hara International Airport on February 14, 2021, Colorado Springs Municipal Airport on March 11, 2021, and Houston's George Bush International Airport, Savannah Hilton Head International Airport, and Jackson Medgar Wiley Evers International Airport in the first half of 2021. In addition to these previously announced destinations, today the company announces its intentions to commence new service to Sarasota Bradenton Airport in Florida in the first quarter of 2021. Keeping you in the know, SRQ Talk. So that will populate our beaches, populate our area, man, with a bunch of direct coming in on a cheap flight from Southwest. I mean, there are some people that will welcome Southwest coming here, but there's others that are doing that. Some of the local old damn farts that want new blood here. They don't want Sarasota being exposed. They don't want it being because you guys act a damn fool when you come here. And you think we're this big city that you can act the fool in. And you're absolutely wrong, man. You better come correct. This is upscale, man. Upscale. Leave your ghetto ass at home and your ghetto ways. We don't honk here either, okay? So don't be honking and changing lanes and acting the fool like you do in big cities, okay? You act correct here. And if you're not Mac Daddy, stay in your damn gutter. Don't be coming here. And guess what? You got to have money here, okay? Things aren't cheap, okay? We're going to tax your ass if you're coming here and polluting our areas here. Yeah, we love tourism, man. Don't get me wrong, okay? But as you know, we have the number one beach in America in Siesta Key, and downtown Sarasota is absolutely mac. And there's not much to do. This ain't your drek down there in the 305 in South Beach that you can act a fool. This ain't New Orleans where you're going to be flashing your tits and getting beads. This isn't Vegas where you're fucking everybody and you're keeping it in Vegas. No. Okay? This is a highly overaged area, retirement community, laid back, okay? With our money on our mind and our mind on our money, okay? We're super Mac Daddy here. High class to all kinds of levels. So don't come with your ghetto crap over here, man. Now that Southwest Airlines is coming to SRQ in 2021, you heard it here, your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, man. If you got a problem with that, drop me an email, srqtalk@gmail.com, or better yet, a voicemail at srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. Your time flies with your boy Roy here. And let me see what else we can tell you here. Yeah, man, I don't want to get all amped up and lathered up over this. I'm glad Southwest is coming here. Maybe I can go to different destinations out of Sarasota. I'm leaving to Maine, Wiscasset here later in the month to celebrate my favorite holiday, which is Thanksgiving. Okay, so that's going to be the first time, believe it or not, I've been here. It's the first time I'm going to be flying out of Sarasota to go anywhere because normally they don't go anywhere. I mean, I'm not, even though my ratings are off the damn chain in Ohio, I mean, unless I'm going to see a Browns or my new favorite Bengals team, I got a damn man crush on Joe Burrow. And by the way, Manatee County schools will reopen Friday on November 3rd, okay, 13th, okay? The party's over, okay? Get out of the house. Stop smoking weed, okay? Go to school and damn learn something. Manatee County schools will reopen on Friday, November 13th. I told you the warnings of these damn mosquitoes, too. Bring in your stuff, man. Dump the ward. I'm going to have to do that myself, too. And Manatee County is also asking the residents to damn report the ETA damage, okay? They're not going to guess, okay? They're not going to know that you have a damn tree that's falling on the road there that's making everybody veer away, okay? Damn, call the county. You call it for less things. Call him and tell him to move the damn the tree out of the way. He says damn so much. All right, so, yep, city residents asked to report flood damage. I told you about damn Southwest Airlines coming to SRQ in 2021. We kind of updated the double homicide in Englewood, but there's still questions, man. And we told you the great people of damn St. Petersburg that can't shut me off over there. The Skyway Bridge has reopened the traffic. A couple of stories, and I see the surfers. That's right, the surfers took advantage of high waves in Anna Maria during the tropical storm. Oh, you know the surfers were going to be all over it. And the former president, he's still president technically, President Trump approves Florida emergency declarations. There's not much more else to do, man. We know that Holmes Beach got pounded, man. We're hoping that the sun's shining now. We can see the damage over there. Oh, yeah, and Sarasota, the number three city that listens to your boy Roy here in the whole state of Florida. Sarasota County schools will reopen on Thursday, which is today, Little Friday, Season 2, Episode 23. There is no more on this side. I do encourage you to stay with the show. We went 2-1 yesterday on college games. There's damn NFL game today and a college game. So we're going to give you two locks of the day. Hopefully we increase our 52%, which is still not socially acceptable. We need to get over 55%. And if we go under 50, it's game over, all right? Game over. So, but your time flies here. I'd like to thank the Siesta Key Frog Hop for sponsoring the first segment of the show. Give them a call, 844-FROG-HOP. They'll go ahead and bounce you around, hop you around the island there for free. Just tip the driver and mention the SRQ Talk Show podcast and get a free souvenir there. Stay with me. All sports next. Thank you for rejoining the show. We are back here with Season 2, Episode 23. It's what we call the Little Friday. You know it as Thursday, November 12, 2020. You got it locked in with your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. This is the SRQ Sports Show edition of the one-hour show that we broadcast live from the Paradise City of Sarasota, Florida, Monday through Friday here for 1 hour. We do 30 minutes of local news in the front, and we try to keep it all sports here on the second half. And yes, welcome. We are survivors of Tropical Storm Eta post Eta broadcast here. And yeah, it was nice and windy, and it was buckets and buckets. A great deal of rain dumped us here to wash out all the bad vibes from the city. And basically, Siesta Key Beach Road is part of the Gulf of Mexico. It will recede. No reason for alarm there. So they are, the water is going to be receding. 10 a.m. reports have Tropical Storm Eta going up the coast to the city that doesn't want to opt in Florida, Jacksonville. So Jacksonville, even though you don't listen to the show, our prayers are with you, man. Hunker down. Wasn't really that. I wonder if it lost velocity at all. I wonder if we can get an update on that. see if it lost any velocity to where, because we here at Sarasota, we experience the highest winds, and that ain't bragging, okay? You don't want to be the city that has the highest winds, but technically we did. It was reported at 52 miles per hour at the SRQ airport here, which is a couple of minutes away here, and then the close second, the next city that had the most winds, or the highest winds, I should say, is the suburb city of Lakewood Ranch out here in Sarasota. Lock it up. They had 50 mile per hour winds. Several little towns had a 40 mile per hour winds reported. But there's no new reports about as far as like what the miles per hour through Jacksonville will be. But that was enough about that. If you missed that segment of the show, you can also go to our website and archive the shows at srqtalk.com. Hit the archives, and we have all 37 episodes from season one. And today, like I mentioned, season two here, episode 23, locking it up with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. This is the SRQ sports show edition of it, and we did win two games yesterday, two out of the three games. We'll go over the scores now. Our record is still mediocre, 52%. We are 37-34 on the locks of the day. We're going to start amping it up and picking a lot more games, especially on our Football Friday show that I definitely encourage you to tune in. We might have a guest speaker, a friend of mine that last week he went 13-0 on 12 o'clock college games. And he is definitely pounding his chest there and letting me know that he's off the chain on the numbers on the early 12 noon games in college. I don't know if it's got to do with the time or not, but apparently his record is showing that he'd like to give my audience a couple of free picks for the noon games on Saturday that you can get up to. Today's segment of the show is sponsored to you by srqtshirts.com. That is a local online t-shirt company specializing in statement t-shirts. Go ahead and give them a browse at www.srqtshirts.com. And if you do come across a cool t-shirt that I'm sure you'll like, and I'm sure that you'll run into, if you're going to proceed to check out in the promo box, you put in SRQ Talk Show. And I believe it is actually, I always mess this up. It's SRQ Talk in the promo box, and that'll get you 10% for your boy Roy here. Like I said, broadcasting live from Florida here. And let's see what the scores were yesterday here. Let me see. We did go. It was in all damn Michigan. We had Eastern Michigan, Central Michigan, Western Michigan all playing yesterday on Hump Day Wednesday. And you never know when these games are going to be playing with the damn coronavirus. The cooties out there, man, games are being rescheduled all the time. Let's see yesterday's scores. And I believe I told you earlier in the show, if we would have went all Michigan, we would have went 3-0. I don't know about that, because I think the one that we lost was the one that they didn't cover. But I'm getting to the scores here, if you just bear with me here. All right, so we had yesterday Eastern Michigan against Ball State. This is the game. Well, actually, you see that? We would have went 3-0 because we would have taken the 8.5 that Ball State was laying. Ball State won the game 38-31, but they didn't cover. They didn't cover the 8.5. We did go with David Letterman's Ball State there against Eastern Michigan, and if we would have taken the points there, we would have went 3-0, but we didn't. But that, I mean, you know, what can whatever, I tell you? But
whatever.
And then I told you the battle of all battles. Well, let's not skip over Central Michigan. This game started really slow. I believe it was 3-0, and then it was 9-0. And then all of a sudden it ends 40-10. They clobbered Northern Illinois. We knew that. Why did we know that? Because we laid 7.5, and that line went a lot more down. It actually closed at -6 However, we got it at 7.5, laid it to Northern Illinois, and that was one of our wins right there. Central Michigan goes to 2-0. Northern Illinois drops to 0-2 there. And this was the game that the four-letter network had on Veterans Day yesterday. Western Michigan against Toledo. And you know that this is a Michigan you know that this is a Michigan Ohio thing, and they're like a bunch of cats over there. I mean, they're just a cat fight all the time. They hate each other like damn poison, okay? But Western Michigan and Toledo, I told you nobody wanted to lose this game, and they were going to score points galore. We got it at 58.5, and the game ended 41-38. Western Michigan, baby, for the love of Dearborn, Michigan. That is my audience out there and representing the state of Michigan here for the SRQ talk show. Let me see. So Western Michigan takes that 41-38. That was a great call. That made us 2-1. That puts us at 37-34. Nothing to write home about. The Jersey boys, they can just bet against me. And I encourage everybody, if they want, go ahead and bet against me. You would be technically down if you did that, because we are 37-34. We do have an NFL game today, though. Lock it up. Kind of got me scratching my head a little bit, man. Because I can't get this team right. I want to be a fan of the Indianapolis Colts. Okay, I'm not much of a big Philip Rivers. I mean, he's rotting away on my waiver wire in my Miami Dynasty football fantasy team, which my team, yeah, is taking a dump. I'm gonna have to win out the last 4 weeks that I have, and the good thing is that I play some Drek Wentz wagon or something is his name. He's 1-8, so that guy's in the toilet. That guy's tanking it, I'm sure, at 1-8, or maybe he wants to play spoiler. He would be if he beat me this week, but my team's 3-6. There are 13 weeks in fantasy football, and in my league, traditionally, historically, if you win 7 games, you're in the playoffs. And that's all I need to get in, man. I just need to squeak in. I heard my poster boy, because my team's name is C-Mac Attack, named after Christian McCaffrey. He's Mac Daddy for the Carolina Panthers. He came back after a 4-week ankle injury to play last week, and he scored me damn 37 points, man. Kid's Mac Daddy, man. Very hard to be a white running back in the NFL, but Christian McCaffrey does it better than anyone else. And he's injured again, man. He's got some kind of rib injury. People are calling it a shoulder injury. We can't get a right answer about it, man. Looks like his ribs were bothering him, but now they're calling it a shoulder injury, and he's doubtful. In other words, I've heard my sources say that he's not going to play, man. Too bad. So I'm going to have to dump him. I had to make a waiver wire pickup, and I went with Gallman for the damn New York Giants, that 2-7 team. But Gallman, he scored a touchdown last week. He had about 4 or 5 carries, a couple of targets. So that's who we decided, because Howard from the damn Dolphins, I had to get rid of you, man. I mean, you're in the doghouse with the coach. You punched in barely a touchdown, okay, last week. You did score me some points, but guess what? I damn dumped you, man.
Whatever.
That's right. I went with Gallman of the Giants, man. I had to plug in somebody. That's how depleted I am at running back. Eckler from the damn Chargers also. When is he coming back, man? I need him badly. I hope everything goes good with Christian McCaffrey. So the Colts, I want to be a fan of theirs. They're 5-3. Titans come in at 6-2. You know my boy Tannehill, man. I have a man crush on. They got the Mac Daddy running back there. Also Tennessee. Tennessee's stacked. They're at home. But the Colts are a 1-point favorite. That scares me, man. These teams traditionally do match up well. I'll tell you, on the money line, the Colts are Tennessee's 54% against on the money line. On the spread, Tennessee's a huge 62.5 that they come through on the spread against Indy. And the on the total, the over always comes in at 69% most of the time in Tennessee Colt games. So that should be a number that stands out. But the Colts have such a good defense. The over-under is 48. What I can't believe is that the Colts are minus one, man, against the Titans. There's something really weird going on there. Because honestly, I think the Titans should be at least a three, maybe even a 5-point favorite against the damn Colts, okay? So why am I going to go it? Because I got to go textbook on this. This is going to be a setup. Everybody and their mother is going to take Tennessee on this one. And guess what? Your boy Roy might go to Colts tonight, man. Just don't trust that damn Philip Rivers. He's a hothead. I know he wants to play well because it's probably his last season. But the Colts ain't got much, man. They ain't got much. I don't know how they're going to move the ball against Tennessee. I know Tennessee is really good. Should we just go the and I don't want to go the over because the over, I mean, there's a lot of doubt in this game, guys. You might want to bet against me. But guess what? Your boy Roy's going to call. I'm going to go out on the limb and lay the one. I'm going to be hating life. I'm grabbing the Colts, man. I'm grabbing the Indianapolis Colts because I don't understand the damn line. How can the Colts not? They know something we don't. The Titans should be favored in this game. I don't see the Titans going 6-7-2. Maybe Vegas doesn't either. So, you know what? Lock of the day, SRQ Talk Show, November 12, 2020, Little Friday. You know it as Thursday. Your boy Roy's calling and going out on the limb here. I'm grabbing the Colts and laying the 1 point. Crazy. That is crazy. I am losing my mind. How can you go with the Colts, man? And I am. I'm just reading the line from my experience. This game should be the Colts should have no business being favored against a 6-2 Titans team that moves the ball, has a Mac Daddy running back, has damn Tannehill that can throw the ball nicely. Don't understand it. All I can understand is maybe this is going to be a low-scoring game. It's going to be one of these field goal fest games. I can see. I mean, it goes 69% of the time. It goes over. It did start at 50.5, dropped down to 48. So there they want you to go over. We should go under in this game. I just hate rooting for damn boring games, man. But you know what? I'm going to lay the point here. I think the Titans win this game, though, man. I'm crazy for going to Colts here. We should go the under. You know what? I'm going to change the bet. We're going under. Under at 48. They want you to go over. I'm going under in this game. Under 48 points. I hate to do it, man. I don't want to root for a damn boring game. But maybe we get a good 21-17 game. I'm going under 48. That's your lock of the day in the NFL. Thursday night edition on Fox that kicks off at 8:20 today, and we are well in the afternoon here. It's 1:51 p.m. because we take a half hour break in between the two half hours here. We have a 1 hour show that we broadcast live from the Paradise City of Sarasota, Florida. Your boy Roy keeping you in the know, giving you a lock of the day. We need to get off the schneid. 37-34. This is a tough matchup, man. The Colts and the Titans, but I just, I like the Colts there. Don't get me wrong. You know what, man? Am I going to, I'm losing my mind. I can't get it right, man. We're going to go under here. Under 48 is the call. SRQ Talk. Just walk to the window on this one, man. Proceed with caution on this one. We're going under against the 69% that games usually go over. The Colts are stacked on defense, man. Oh, damn it. I hate to root for an under garbage, boring game, man. I almost like the Colts better. I really do. You know what, man? I'm changing my bet again. We're changing the bet again, man. Okay, I have a right to change my mind. I need to get this right. It's 37-34. You can read in between the lines. Just bet against me, man. I'm obviously undecisive. I can't get it right here. I'm going to go the Colts. Lay the one. That's the lock of the day here. I feel a lot more better than the under on that. The Colts minus one against the Titans. I just want to sit there and watch the game and root for the Colts, man. What's wrong with that? I don't want to root for it. A damn under game because the under is a good call. Off the record, I'd go and play the under, man. But for the lock of the day, we're going with the Colts minus one. We're damn crazy going against the Titans here tonight, but we need to do something crazy because obviously whatever we're doing is not working. All that being at 37 and 34, and measly 52% on these picks. And what do we got today? Also, let's keep our eye on the time because your time flies here with your boy Roy. We're definitely way over half through this segment of the show, which is the SRQ Sports Show here. And what do we got here? We got Colorado State against Boise State. Lock it up, baby. This is Colorado State's 1-1. Boise State is at home playing on the blue field. And guess what? They are a 14-2 touchdown and two extra point favorites over Colorado State, minus 14. The line started at 13, went to 14, over under 61.5. And this is an easy peasy one for your boy Roy. We're going over 61.5 on the blue field today. The number's fat at 14, but they'll probably cover that as well. But Boise staying on the blue field, man, they score points, lots of them. And we're going over 61.5 in that one. There you go. Your boy Roy keeping you in the know on the first 30 minutes of the show with top news from Florida worldwide because we're new, fresh, local, macked out, worldwide podcast here that you can tune in and find us on Anchor Podcast, Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, Cloud Sound, Castbox, Himalaya, Listen Notes, everywhere. Truth of the matter is that you can go to any search engine, Google, Yahoo, Bing, AOL, put in the search bar there, SRQ Talk Show, and your boy's going to dominate the page there. We like for you to interact with the show. SRQTalk@gmail.com is how you reach us there, or be a little bit more trendy and use our voice message option there by going to our website, SRQTalk.com, hit the message button, and they'll give you 60 seconds to spew hate or give us lovey-dovey, do whatever you want. Just make sure it's under 60 seconds, and if you're any good, your boy Roy's going to make you SRQ Talk famous. I do appreciate everybody tuning in, man, and we are post-ETA here. ETA is leaving our lives here, tropical storm slash hurricane. The only hurricane spot was in Anna Maria where the surfers were amping it up. He hits the bugle button. Yep, I hit the bugle button. All right, the numbers are off the chain. Roy does what he wants. And what do we got? FIU down in the 305 place tomorrow against Florida Atlantic. We'll have that game to look forward to tomorrow. But today, I can't believe I'm so undecisive on this Colts game. But what did we do? We went to Colts and we laid one. We got to be ballsy, man. We got to bust a move here. 37 and 34 is not going to cut it for my damn ego. And the Jersey boys, we want them back, man. We want the Jersey boys back. I do encourage New Jersey to go ahead and listen to the show. Just go ahead and bet against me. It's easy as that, man. You don't have to damn abandon the whole damn show. He says damn a lot.
Whatever.
So the Boise State, they're probably like blue field. What's a blue field? Look it up, baby.
Whatever.
What could I tell you? The blue field in Boise State, artificial turf is painted blue, man. They're a little wacky out there, just like I am about my Colts pick in Boise State, man. They're amped up, and they score a lot of points on that blue field, man. I think it's going to mess up Colorado State because, you know, Colorado State's just all, you know, smoking weed
Whatever.
And stuff. Yeah, no, that's not fair, is it? Yeah, who cares? Hey, we're glad that you're tuning in to the SRQ Talk Show. We're very pleased with the numbers and the downloads and all that good stuff. We do have a Twitter handle there, SRQ Talk Show. You can go to our Twitter page. You can follow us there. We upload the segments of the show. Thank you for tuning in to Season 2, Episode 23 here on the Sports Edition. We're 37 and 34. We won two out of the three games yesterday. We got two games on the docket today. Your NFL with Thursday Night Football on Fox. That's going to air kickoff at 8:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Great game. Indianapolis Colts against Tennessee Titans. Everybody and their mother's going Tennessee. We don't do what everybody does, so we're going damn Indianapolis Colts. Phillip Rivers, I hope you tone your temper down a little bit, man, and focus. You guys need this one. You're 5-3. You want to go 6-3. And the Titans, they're looking at going to 7-2. They're 6-2 now. My boy Tannehill there, and that Mac Daddy running back there is going to do some damage. They got some good receivers, a good tight end. They're a good around all team. I love the coach on Tennessee. Everyone's going Tennessee. I'm going Indianapolis. And I'm going to lay a point to you. And that's what's got me wondering, man. Why are the Colts favorite one at your place with those records and all those Mac Daddy players I just mentioned? There's something going on there that that the public doesn't know. They're all going to jump on Tennessee thinking it's a bargain. And guess what? The Colts are going to win this game outright. Your boy Roy's calling it here, SRQ Talk. Definitely tune in to tomorrow's All Football Friday. We might have a surprise guest so you can hear someone other than my dreck ass. Okay, Orlando, I hear you, baby. I see Orlando trending up on the numbers. They're about to take the damn 305 for fifth place there, top five in audience listenership throughout the show. Love to and thank my 11 countries amping it up. Europe is blowing up. Asia, we got Western Asia with Qatar. Qatar was all right, man. That's all we got. We got no more bugle button for you. The show is coming to an end. You got your two locks. We're going with the Indianapolis Colts -1 against the butched up Tennessee Titans, man. I hope everything goes well with that for us, just like Hurricane Etta did. We survived it. We're going to go and empty out all our, in the backyard. We're going to check it out, and we're going to see if we have any standing water. We want to avoid all these mosquitoes they're telling us that are going to be dangerous with all this water coming into the area. It'll recede, and we'll prevail, and we'll move on, and life will go on, baby. We got football tonight. You got a college game. Also tonight that we picked Boise State on the blue field. I know most of my audience, which is 62% women, don't know about Boise State having a blue field, and they do it to mess up Colorado State, man. They're over under 61.5, or we're going way over on that one. That's probably my lock of the year. Okay, I'm so sure about that. It's gonna go over 61.5. Hopefully that'll prevail. We'll be able to report that with an All Football Friday show with a possible special guest tomorrow. No promises made because we don't edit the show. We don't damn keep promises either, apparently, around here. Sometimes we say we're going to do something and never say it and never even hear from it again. That's how we roll here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for smashing the play button. There is no more, okay? So I thank you for joining me today on a little Friday. We know it as Thursday here. We're going to close out the show thanking everybody. Thank you to SRQTshirts.com for sponsoring the second half of the show. Do yourself a favor. Go get yourself a cool statement T-shirt. www.SRQTshirts.com. In the promo code at checkout, if you get there, go ahead and put in SRQ Talk. That'll get you 10% from your total bill. Compliments of your boy here, SRQ Talk. We'll catch you tomorrow on the Friday show. Go be nice to someone.
Oh, thank you.